Welcome to the Ether. Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2022. Today on the Ether, Cosmos Joe hosts the NFT Happy Hour, hanging out with Hero, Signal, Maria, and more. Let's take a listen.
Cosmos Coffee House, your new website design is awesome. I'm going to do a video soon showing the different sites that have tools to help people navigate, and I'll definitely talk about yours. There are a couple others. Cosmos Pug is really good. And then one of the airdrop pages is really good. But yeah, if you guys haven't seen that website, it's awesome. Cosmos Coffee House. And actually, I have to buy some merch, so I'll check it out soon. All right. So welcome, everybody. NFT Happy Hour Spaces. December the 2nd. It's almost the end of 2022. And for most people, it can't come soon enough, the end. We've got a couple of established creators today. We've got Motivating Gene, the man behind Hero NFT. We've got Signal. Signal, I've done YouTube videos with before. I've got some giveaways as well. I want to give away some stuff that I didn't get a chance to give away last week. When you come up and you get the mic, make sure you pin your tweets to the top of the space so people can check out whatever you have going on. My name is Joe. If you're listening for the first time, you may have seen my face on everyone's PFP in the last 2 weeks, including Doquan, who I invited to the space. Let's see. Actually, I've got an email address that I've been told is Doquan's email address or someone that's close to Doquan. So maybe we'll get him on a space for real. I would love to get him on a YouTube and I don't even want to talk about UST because I don't care. I don't care about UST. I didn't have any. Talk about stuff that maybe he's not sick of talking about. Oh, I see Terra Spaces. Rec News is here. Terra Spaces. Trying to give Gene the mic here. Gotcha. Yeah. So Gene, just make sure you pin your important tweets up at the top. I'm going to give Maria the mic also, and I'll just run through some quick news. I'll make it really quick. Some quick news. Signal, I'll give you the mic, and then we could get started with Gene. But yeah, there's some new project is on the Stargaze launch pad. It's called Space Terminators. It's already 54% minted. I think the whitelist minted yesterday. There's kind of a big difference between the whitelist price and the public price. So probably what's going to happen is at some point you'll be able to get them cheaper than the mint price. But it did mint half, more than half. This might mint out quick. And it just went live, I think, a couple minutes ago. Meows, Misfits. I have two giveaways. I'll give them away today. And I'll keep it to people that are here. But yes, yeah, Stargaze has Prop 60 to be voted on right now. I know that Prop 60 is controversial, but to be honest with you, I don't think it's that controversial. The community already voted to bring in Terra devs. Those are Terra devs. They're building what they said they're going to build. Yeah, if the original prop went live today, you might want to vote no. But what are you going to do? Are you going to be on Juno, the blockchain that takes away everyone's money? With these props, they're in a weird spot. So, you know, for me, it's like an easy, reluctant yes. So that's just me. And if you don't like how I vote, a lot of people are not going to like how I vote. You don't have to buy that much Juno to offset my vote. So I don't have that much. So you could buy like a couple hundred Juno and then negate my yes. So, but I'm only saying how I'm voting because I did a video with them and people were DMing me, you know, how'd you vote? And to be honest with you, I would vote no on almost every single prop. Like that's just the way that I am. But if you already voted to bring a team over to build, they told you what they're going to build. You could see it. Yes, it's a lot of money, But again, I think it would be a net negative for Juno to just all of a sudden cancel people's funding that they didn't really do anything to lose. And I'm going to talk to everyone's favorite skeptic tomorrow, Don Kryptonium, and we're going to have a nice long chat about Juno governance. And I know he's basically at war with everyone in Juno. So I want to get his, like, you know, his actual take on some of these things that maybe I'm not that on top of, or maybe I don't pay that much attention to, because I don't think these props are like a huge deal, to be honest with you. I think in like a month, no one's going to remember this. Like, we don't even remember that ETH 2.0 happened, right? And now you really think in 2 months, we're going to be worried about whether or not Loop got their last, like, $200,000. So anyway,
what happened, Joe? What happened in like a just quick brief summary?
Sorry,
what happened? Like, just give me a quick rundown. Just quick one.
Oh, so Loop Finance was given like $1.5 million from the Terra Dev Fund, which was set up by the Juno community. I guess they have to reapply for each installment of the money. And they've gotten almost all the money. And then the last installment can be voted on now. It's like $200,000. So you either vote.
Dang. What to build what? Just the marketplace? Just the NFT marketplace?
It was, they laid out like a breakdown of exactly how they were going to spend the money. But it involves like the marketplace, the DEX aggregator, some educational thing. And look, if we're being honest, what really should have happened was, before they applied for the money, they should have made some cuts so that the amount wasn't that big. But that's not what happened. They got voted for the full amount, a yes. You know, when your team is coming from another chain that basically implodes and fails, you should scale back your team, right? That's what should happen in any business, but that's not what happened. They got
and also to take note that the I mean, it is what it is, but the TFL or not TFL, sorry, Loop DeFi wasn't like the biggest on Terra. Just little FYI.
No, I know they weren't, but imagine if they didn't get the money to begin with, and they instead decided to build on Polygon, everyone in Juno would be upset that we didn't bring them over to Juno. So I think that, you know, when these props are, first of all, these props are only live for like 5 days. That's not enough time. The props need to be live for like, they need to be live for like 2 weeks.
So you think it was rushed a bit? Definitely, huh?
Like, I think every single prop is rushed. Every single prop is rushed.
And especially within that time frame, if you think about it, there was like a FOMO from, I mean, in this case, developers trying to bring in and acquire, you know, a new team. And so that also played into effect.
The other thing is the platform that they use to discuss governance is not the platform of choice for most individuals. Like, I'm not on Commonwealth. Like, I'm just not. So there needs to be like a way to get some of that information from Commonwealth out in a way that's not spun by a validator or someone with a conflict of interest or the team themselves, to make it easier for us to vote. And I don't know, in my opinion, like 10, 14 days would be nice to like vote on some of these big props. Cause you know, $1 million is $1 million, but if you already vote to give them $1 million, and then are you going to be the blockchain that says, well, we voted to give you the 1.5 million, but we just decided because, you know, we don't like the way your website looks, we're going to withhold the last 200,000. And it puts Juno in a bad spot, because Juno already obviously took away someone else's money. It's like, that's not the culture that is going to attract or inspire devs to come here. So I think it's an easy yes. I think if you voted for it in the beginning, I'm not saying individuals, but if it was voted on yes in the beginning, it should get voted on yes again. Otherwise, Juno is just going to be, people are just going to fight until the next prop.
Interesting. So so you're in favor for them to receive their last?
Yeah, but with a caveat, I would say if this was now the original prop, $1.5 million, I would say, first of all, you're not going to bring a team of 40 people over here. You should bring a team of like 15, and then let's scale down the numbers. But that's not what happened. It was voted for them to just pay their salaries out. And that's just how it goes. You can't expect that many people to just go week to week waiting for money. It doesn't make any sense. But then there's also the argument, maybe like, should devs be paid on a salary in the first place, or should they get paid to ship in like big bonuses type structure? But I don't know the answer to that question. I don't work in Web3. It's a little bit uncharted.
You know, from my perspective, I feel like, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of grants all over the place in the world, and you can't really fault the team that's like applying for it and using it. The responsibility is on those issuing the grants to have, like, to do good due diligence on the projects that they're funding, to, you know, to assess them properly. And so I think that it's probably better to follow through and pay rather than, you know, taking funds away at this point, when in my opinion, it's totally the responsibility of those who gave the funds to begin with.
I agree. And I think what you want is, you want to be known as the chain that has funds to bring people over. And then eventually you have teams competing for funds. Like, you have three different teams that want the same grant, and then you get the best one, right? Or you get them to make some consolations so that instead of paying $1.5 million, it's $1.25 million or something like that, and you get the same product in the end. But it's a little bit uncharted. Like, I would say follow through. What do you don't want... It's just so weird, to be mad because you don't like the token price, that you're going to be mad at the team that applied for a grant that if they didn't get it, someone else would have got it.
Yeah. And if you are running, if you're trying to position yourself, let's say, as like an incubator, or you're running some kind of development program where you're giving out several grants, the fact of the matter is not all of them are going to succeed or turn out the way you want them to. So that doesn't mean that you then don't go back on sort of what you were promising.
Yeah, because in the end, like, I understand people like are against, oh, you don't just throw money at problems and expect them to go away. This is different. You threw money at an opportunity, and, you know, they're, I would say, high risk, high reward opportunity. And like you said, not everything's going to work out perfectly. There might be no way to quantify what value they, you know, give back to Juno in the near term in dollar amounts. It's just, you know, I would say follow through. Otherwise, the chain is going to look stupid. It's just going to look dumb. The community is already, like, you have validators attacking validators. You have people arguing over like token prices. It's just so
everything weird. Everything that has a Joe in their last name.
Well, that's what, maybe next time if Juno doesn't give the money, all these devs will come to the Joe chain.
Yes, because we need average Joe devs. Come on, people.
We need average Joe devs. We need devs that got like they had C averages in college, and those are the people that we want working on our chains.
You gotta love the drama, man. It's like when Terra collapsed, you know, we kind of went back into like the Cosmos ecosystem. And so, you know, Stargaze, Juno, right? Like, and then starting to know you guys as in the Cosmos Hub people, because we were pretty, like, you know, chain maxis like Terra. And so it's small circles, and it's so funny because there's so much drama, bro. So much drama.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying because, like, I would like to go on Twitter, follow a whole bunch of accounts, get the info that I need for the day, and not be tempted to just argue with people that I don't even know, and argue with them on a level that, like, someone's gonna like be upset for a long period of time. But I don't know. I mean, I think about it, I'm like, what if I just only allow myself to go onto Twitter like twice a day for 5 minutes? I'd probably get so much more out of it than like an hour a day.
Right. Or like set some timers, right? Like, okay, I'm gonna go into Twitter. This is my mission. Cause yeah, then you get caught in the sauce.
And you know, it worked better when I was only following like 100 accounts. Now I'm following like 500.
Before you were famous. We get it, Joe. Bro, I was going to say, you got to break it down later, you know, just later to us too, about your fame. And, you know, we all want to be rich and famous like you. So we'll touch on that later. But one thing I want to say is, I think that all of the drama and the back and forths, and, you know, all the, like, the hostility from the users, and even like mistakes that, you know, like CEOs make in Web3, I think we're just seeing the effects of decentralization, right? And some sort of like democratizing like the chains, and these are the effects, right? Like this is what the people are doing, and their people ran projects, and so here you go, you have a mess, and this is what it is. But the mess is here because it's ran by the people to the extent that it's, you know, available.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and then this is the last thing I'll say, then we could talk about your guys' projects, that'll be better. But decentralized also means fragmented and disorganized to an extent. And a lot of people working in Web3, like, there's a reason why they're not fit to work in Web2. Like, they cannot, like, the structure just doesn't, they don't work well within structure. That maybe they like disorganized chaos a little bit, and Web3 appeals to them. But you have to consider that too. Like, there's a reason why some of these really smart people are not working for Google or you know, one of these other companies. It's just, you get what you get. Maybe DAOs will organize things a little better. And the other thing is, when you set up a system of governance, all of a sudden politicians appear, like where there were no politicians before. And then I think we see that with some of the validators. Some of the validators are like these politicians that know what's best for everybody. Maybe they do, but on Twitter, everything comes across really bad. Everything comes across as hostile. Everything comes across as an attack. And it's not good for conversation at all. It's just... and not good for productive conversations. Good for entertaining conversation. That's about it. But anyway, I want to talk about your guys' project. All three of you have something going on. Gene, this is the first time I actually got to talk to you. Why don't we?
I say throw it to Maria because we've all said something, and she wanted to say hi.
Yeah, Maria, you were you're my co-host. Why don't you talk about what you have going on? We'll talk a little bit about IBC game as well, and then we'll go from there.
Oh, okay. No, I was actually waiting for all of you guys to talk about, because I'm really interested as well about Signal, because I know you guys have a huge project behind, but up to you. I mean...
No, you could lead us off. You could lead us off. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, Maria, please go first.
Okay, so here we are, Friday evening for me. well, actually, I'm right now working on different projects at the same time. Like, I'm so grateful that I've been contacted by other projects to work on their art. So you're going to have my work around the cosmos soon. Right now, I was talking the other day on Women from Cosmos Discord that we're preparing or first ever generative collection. Like, all the pieces, like all the parts and elements are still hand drawn by me and so on, but I'm doing this to have a, you know, like bigger collection and kind of open the doors to everyone, to the Women from Cosmos universe. So I'm really excited about it. I shared already some sneak peeks with my holders. Yeah, I'm gonna share info and pictures soon. I think this is what I can share for now. Sorry, it's not, you know, so much, but
no, it's okay. Can you are part of the diseased humans that's minting on Tori, right? Didn't you contribute?
No, I'm working right now on the next collection for them. Diseases of the Heart. And I'm having so much fun, I have to say.
That's awesome. Okay, but I think they are minting something tonight.
Like, yeah, actually, they are minting on territory right now. The pieces have been created by Cosmic Camera. I think the majority of us know him, right? That he does really amazing work with AI. And yeah, they are minting right now on Tori.
Got it. Okay, no, I'm glad you cleared that up. I thought you were involved in this project, but now, yeah, you're right. It was Cosmic Camera for the AI brains, and then you're going to do the hearts. That's going to be on territory also, or is that coming back to Stargaze?
I think that one is going to come back to Stargaze. But I have to say also about this territory mint, that they are one-on-one pieces, so, you know, like extra special if you want to go there and check. You know, I'm always chilling everyone.
No, that's okay. I caught some of the Omniflix spaces today when they were talking about IBC game. You participated in IBC game's second tournament. You want to talk about that for a couple minutes, and then we could talk about, because some of your art, some of the cards in the game are inspired by your art, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want, I can talk about my collab with Tangle, and then you can go deeply, you know, about the IBC game, because you were almost, you know, the champion, the winner of the past Gen 1 game. So yeah, he is minting today as well. Like, I don't know, guys, but December is full of new upcoming collection, right? Like, it's super excited. He's minting today as well in Omniflix, his IBC game, Wave 2, I will say, and he's been collaborating with like different projects. I am honored to be one of them. Yeah, exactly. I was looking for that tweet. Thank you so much. As you can see there in the pinned tweet, like, I sent him some of my pieces from the Women from Cosmos Hunters, and he created this amazing work. Like, I'm so excited to see my ladies there. Like, they came up amazing. They are really great cards, because this collection is actually a card game. Super fun to play, I have to say. Even if I never win, I'm still playing. So, you know, it has to be fun. And yeah, he collaborated also with WAD, with Civilization, with the Sisis, also of the Brain. Who else, yo? I've seen a lot.
I can't remember, but if you've never seen his, it's a card game, but each one of the cards could be a painting. Like, he really puts a lot of care and detail into the work. And the card game, just as an art collection, looks awesome. And it's like a sophisticated version of like I Declare War, right? You have like attack, defense, and then there are some like twists that can pop up in the game. He doesn't have an actual game app or a game engine, so you just play in Discord, and it does take a long time, but he is working on securing that like actual mobile app. So then you'll be able to play it just like any other game. And I think it's just fun to use your own NFTs, because the each piece is an NFT, and you have your custom deck. Now, he's minting his version 2 decks today. I think that the art is like above and beyond. He also has a free deck of cards that you can use to play the game for fun, just to see if you like it before you want to mint. And his he has his own Discord now. He used to be in the Knots Discord, but he has his own Discord now. If you guys need the link, I'll just DM me and I'll send it. But yeah, it's just like, you know, you're basically testing one of the first games that's ever going to be played using IBC NFTs. And his collections on Omniflix, it's Interplanetary Battle Card Game, IBC game. And you could see the secondary sales for the first collection, and now his second packs are minting now. But yeah, he's a good guy. He's one of the first guys that I met when I came into the space. I did an interview with him, and the interview was so screwed up I couldn't even put it on YouTube, because my monitor kept turning on and off while I was talking to him. But I didn't tell him that the interview got screwed up. I just never put it on YouTube. So then by the time I told him, he was already working on this game. So I said, let's do this. Let's do a new interview, talk about the game, and then any footage that I could salvage from your first collection, which was just like a nice narrative art collection that he made on Omniflix, I said, I'll just put that in the end as bonus footage. So that's what I did. So, and he, you know, no hard feelings. He's a cool guy. I've talked to him quite a bit. But yeah, his Twitter, Tangled Cosmonaut. He never comes to these spaces because he's in Australia and it's like 5 a.m. there. But yeah, I like being one of the first to test games. And I know the other day we were talking with Sunnyside Reapers, another card game coming out. That's going to be an app at some point early 2023. And then we have this other game by Tangled using Omniflix NFTs. So anyway.
Yeah, I want to add about this, but I don't know if people here in the room have ever played Hearthstone or whatever you pronounce it, not being an Spanish one, but it's really similar to that. Yeah, it's really fun, actually, the game. And I have to say that also, like, he put a lot of work to the cards, because I've been working with him hand by hand. He's been showing me, for example, for my ladies, like, different option, and he's been readjusting everything. So it is very nice. And the good thing about this mint right now is that you can even mint your, you know, individual cards, which actually is great, because you can, you know, create your own personalized decks. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's important to add it. Yes.
Yeah, Maria mentioned that I did well in the first tournament, but I was buying individual cards off the marketplace as people were getting eliminated from the tournament and selling their cards. But then I ran into a disaster, because the Kiwi guy is awesome, and he demolished me every time. It wasn't even like once we played once, I knew I was going to lose every time, just because he had the best cards, and he knew how to negate whatever strategy I was going to try to use. So, but yeah, it's fun. I'm going to try to play the next tournament, if as long as the time zone lines up and all that with me. So if you guys, like I said, if you want to play, just contact me or contact him, and just get that free deck. You could mess around in Discord, play a sample game, and then see if you like it.
That's awesome. I was laughing about just imagining you getting your butt spanked by Kiwi. That was...
I'm a good loser. I could handle it. I wasn't happy about it, because during the match, as I was losing, Omniflix was broadcasting it live. So they're running a live stream. I'm losing. I'm watching myself lose on the live stream with no sound. And I'm like, what are these people saying about me right now? And then, like, in the middle of the live stream, Omniflix is like, oh yeah, we're going to throw 50 or 100 Juno into the prize pool for the winner. And I knew I was going to lose. So it was like, thanks a lot. Right. Like, and that's when I think Juno was like $4 or something like that, then $4.50. So that would have been a pretty nice little hit, but to have that dangled and you know, you're going to lose no matter what, it pissed me off, but whatever. I like being one of the first people to play this game. And you never know what we'll be looking at a year, two, 3 years from now. I think a lot of NFTs will be used for games, and maybe NFT gaming, as much as it's kind of, I don't want to say it's hated, but it's not trusted now. Maybe that'll be like a huge buzz thing, like, you know, like how Metaverse was for a long time. And then you could always say you're one of the first people to play this game and this game and this game with NFTs.
Yeah. Back to the, like, the card game there. Like, I don't know. I wonder if there could be like almost like a dApp, right? Where you can use like the dApp's utility is to give NFT, you know, a utility by providing the, you know, the software to play the card game, right?
So like import an NFT collection into a game.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it's exactly what. Oh, Sunnyside is here. Sunnyside. They're looking to build a game that will, I think, work similar to what you said, where other teams that are developing games can buy the software and configure it for their collection so that their game goes by their rules.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool, because anything from the creator's standpoint, anything that adds utility or value to our collections, right, is greatly appreciated. If we could play card games with heroes, you know, like, especially like with heroes, right, they got freaking swords, and, you know, and they're all you know, meant to attack, and they all have weapons of some sort. So I'm gonna look into it, but do send me also the link for that card game too, and that way I can get a gist of what, you know, all that's
about. Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'll send you also, if I could find it really quick, the footage of Omniflix streaming the match.
Oh yeah.
Just so you could see, because it was Tangled, the creator, commentating with Sisla from Omniflix, and I did watch some of it, and it was like, wow, this feels like like you're watching an actual like sporting event, because OmniFlix is a really nice platform, and Sissel is like one of the nicest guys, and he's super smart and supportive of everyone. It was good. I can't complain. Maestro, I know you're trying to get the mic, and I just can't, and for some reason it's not letting me give it to you. Do you want to leave and come back, and then if you have a question, you could pop up here with me? But anyway, Gene, why don't you talk about what you've got going on? I'm in the dark, and then you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, you know, where do I start? There was a time where my buddy, God is good. He's like the, I guess we both co-founded the brand Hero, but it was his vision. So he's also a founder. He made just these amazing robot PFPs, and I'm like the business guy. So I was like, bro, let's do it. Let's run it. And we were just kids. We didn't know anything about, you know, blockchain. When we met the Terra community, everyone was like 10 steps ahead. And I also need to like rephrase this. Like, when we joined the Terra community, dude, the spaces on the Terra community were just all alpha. Like, I'm not like lying here. It was just all alpha, and people are like ahead of their times, and we're like catching up to their words. And so, so yeah, we, you know, created this collection, and we'd like to think of ourselves as cool people. Cool in the sense that, you know, we're like open and, you know, loving to everyone. And not to like talk too much about religion, but my buddy and I, we both believe in Jesus Christ. And to be a believer just means, you know, to be love to others. And so we made a pact, and we said, all right, bro, let's do this. Let's just love on people, and let's be good stewards, right? Let's be like good citizens. And yeah, and it's been a year later, and it's been freaking crazy, because coming in from a standpoint of no knowledge to catching up and working with devs, we had never done, like, you know, we've never worked with devs before, especially Web3 devs, which is a completely different machine. We attempted a dual network launch. So there was one pool of NFTs, which was Heroes, and we split the pool to be minted between two chains, Solana and Terra. And so that alone was like kind of like a crafty, like development. And that was done by one of our devs who, he's not with us anymore. But it was something cool, I guess. And this was, and we launched right at the peak, Oh shit, Sefi's listening. Sefi knows what's up. We launched right at the peak. And so I think we collected like about 1.8 mil, which was, you know, like a lot of money back then. And so we split 50% to the team. We paid everyone big time, like big time. Everyone, every single member, there was like 9-10 people working. And don't quote me on my numbers here, but we paid everyone like big numbers, like a six figure to everyone. And then, so it was 50% of that was paid to the team. And then 50% was like, okay, for Hero development. But I need everyone to also understand, though, we had no idea. We had no clue what the fuck we were doing, like no clue. But this is where we did have one clue. This is if we had something clear, was we're never going to rug. And I don't mean like we're never going to rug as in like, oh, we're not, like, I mean it from a standpoint of, you know, people abandon their projects or their projects. And that was my thing. I would never do that. So 1 year cycle into fruition, after the Terra collapse, after we lost that everything we had, you know, we were maxis of Terra. Remember, we staked and we gave a lot of it away. We had to start all over. And so Stargaze was where, you know, so after the whole Terra collapse, down in Texas, Austin, Texas, OsmoCon was going on. they took the contract, the rental contract from, you know, from the Terra people. And so that's where I really got introduced into Osmosis. And I was so eager to build something, you know, because at that point, we don't have anything value on even NFTs dropped. And okay, where am I going here? So I was like, kind of like just trying to find like purpose. And going back into Hero, we launched in Hero, and we made some mistakes, right? We made some very like stupid mistakes, right? Some very like naive mistakes. And the community, dude, I'm telling you, we made like 1.8 from the first mint. And it was a smooth launch. Well, it wasn't a smooth launch, but like the community sentiment was, I'd say, smooth by the most part. The community sentiment off of when we launched from Stargaze and we made some mistakes was horrible. Like, talk about attacks and talk about like trash talks and going on Twitter full blast, you know, rug this and that. The team are like, you know, just any bad thing that you can imagine. And so it was rough, you know, it was rough because one thing is not taking it personal, and then the other thing is I like listening, right? And finding that common medium. And for a long time, you know, I even wanted to quit because I'm like, dude, at this point, this is not worth it. You know, from the Pixel collection, we made like, I think like 35K or something like that. It was a very small amount compared to, you know, to the first one. And so even from there, we cut like a lot of the revenue to give back to the holders because, you know, to make up for our mistakes. So coming now to full circle and now being a year old brand, a year old NFT brand, now I just understand, you know, that at the end of the day, it's the community who we serve is hope that we deal. So we're not NFT dealers, we're hope dealers, right? And if there's something that I'd like is for our users to, you know, come to our Discord, come to our calls, hang out, be a holder, and just vibe and be a community. That in itself is where our utility, right, comes in place. Being there for others, being a community, and of course interacting and plugging in with Web3, that now it's evolving. And now because we're more mature like Web3 mature, now we can take the next development and give it to someone else, right? Like outsource development to a team that is capable of, you know, working with us for a certain cost. So that's where we are at. And
actually,
yeah.
We were on Spaces together, and you touched on this. And one of the things that I had said, you know, was that when people buy NFTs, they're not investing in the project, right? Like they're becoming part of something, right? But they're not part of the team, right? The team's job is to build the collection, the community, and the vision. And buying an NFT, maybe there's more to it with certain collections, but you're part of that. You're not in the driver's seat there. And I think we were talking about managing expectations of the buyers, right? Because if you're a buyer, you're not investing in the project. You might be able to sell the NFT one day for more than what it's worth, but that doesn't mean it's like a stock, right? Do you remember we were talking about that like a month or two ago?
Yeah. I remember that perfectly. And thanks for bringing that up, because the reason I called out, I called you out on Twitter saying, yo, let's hop on this call, was because from a creator and like founder standpoint, bro, I have those answers. And they're answers that maybe from a creative standpoint, I shouldn't say these things. Like these are things I shouldn't say. Like, for example, like I can look at a collection and I'll know if it's going to sell out. We can do research. We can look at their numbers. We can look at their marketing. We can look at their, you know, whatever they're promising. And another thing that I think that this is like wrong in a way is that teams get paid out upfront, right? If it's people like us who we were just kids at this point, not knowing what the heck we were doing, we don't even know what we're doing with so much money. You know, we're giving it away. Like, you know, we have normal jobs. We don't make that much in a season. You know, we had never done that. So there's a lot of times where communities don't even know what to do with the funds. And not only that, after they receive the funds, what are the expectations, right? Like, is the team really adapt, like, or not adapt? Are they on a business, like, are they business savvy to build what they said they're going to build?
This is a good topic to bring up too, because, you know, the space is new. But I feel like if you're a creator and you've been around for more than a year and you've created multiple collections, even though it's really hard to know where the space is going and what to do with your own project, compared to everybody else, you're pretty much like a veteran, which is weird, right? Because it's still experimental. And I do see NFT collections and the project leads are rarely business savvy. And you don't have to be business savvy for most collections, but if you're going to roll out this like 10-page roadmap and white paper, and you're kind of implying that the project is going to accrue value, you need to have the skill set and the connections and also like some of the legal protection to see it through. And I rarely see that. And I don't think it's that huge of a deal, but people that are like first time buying NFTs, they're not going to know, oh, this might be somebody who disappears tomorrow, or this community, you know, they get upset over everything and they flood their own project. You know, it's just such an experimental space. People have to go at it with like this, minimal expectations. Cause think about this. Let's say you have the best roadmap, the best team, you have lawyers and all these consultants that are going to get you to the end of the roadmap. You could hit every single item on your roadmap. And that doesn't mean that the NFT is going to actually become more valuable, right? You have the NFT could just be still selling at the mint price at the end of your elaborate roadmap. Even if you built a whole bunch of things, the NFT might not have a place to capture the value in all of that. And it's, you know, I'm in projects now where like the team's killing it. They're like hitting their roadmap. They're releasing stuff that other teams promised and were never able to do. And the price of the NFT just keeps going down. And I'm like, damn, this is really weird. But I guess that's just how it goes. You NFT does not necessarily accrue value just because the team is good, but it will definitely go down in price if the team and the community are not good. it's very risky.
Yeah. And to add to that, the demand for NFTs now too is pretty much, it's gone. I think now if you want to like launch a brand successfully, then that's what you do launch. You launch a brand, right? And within that brand, there are NFTs, right? And then, okay, within that brand, there's community and that's it. You know, they are communities. And I mean, we can track growth. We can track like Solana has like good metrics and good numbers on NFT growth, you know, compared to like Ethereum and like Polygon a little bit. But we can track the growth, right? Like we're seeing some multi-chain issues out on like the Solana end with Magic Eden for, you know, making difficult decisions based off low volume, you know, of loss of market share. But again, it's because the behavior and the demand is less than, you know, a year ago. And like you said, it's such an early stage, you know. NFTs have been alive for like not even 2 years, right? And it's about to be 2 years, it's about to be 2 years. And so, but then again, there's a bunch of opportunities, right? That's like the reality. So now I presented the reality. That's what it is, right? From our last mint, we've been like investing in tokens and like, for example, like it was the Kujira mint. That was the last mint. So, you know, we're investing in the Kujira token. But then I'm like, now I really am wondering as a creator, like, what the what are we gonna do? And so
yeah, I'm, I mean,
looking,
That's understandable.
But I'm actively looking for value. And I said, you know what? When I look for value, I find value. There is a bunch of things that we can do to bring value to the community. Here's just one simple idea, just so you know, just get an example. All right. So could we, as a community, lock a contract with someone that's giving airdrops? So for example, the last airdrop that we got was Tori. The problem here that we're solving is retention of funds. Usually people sell their token, you know, they just grab the profits. And so what if there was a standard of steps and to follow for users to claim the airdrop, but within that standard, so Tori gave Hero an airdrop, but you got to make the users work for it. And in a way, the exchange, you extract more value, more high quality value, if you give the users like things to do and really interact with the chain and really get to know it. Than just, oh, here's money, here's free money. Obviously people are going to spend it. So there is that. And then there's also like, okay, there's like the, like, for example, the manufacturing of the like Web3 mechanisms, like we were talking about, could there be a dApp that it's software where people can use their NFTs and have a trading game. So then there's like different ideas that go through my head, and I don't know. I think, like you said, we're in the experimental stage, but bottom line is I'm actively, you know, like looking. I know that, you know, it's been a year and there is evolution. That's all it is. There's only evolution, and I'm honestly happy to be here and to be pioneering at the end of the day.
No, this is cool. I mean, we're getting basically like an honest, like out loud thinking session for a creator who, you know, you minted a couple of, you have four collections or three, and one of them was cross-chain?
Yeah, correct. The first one was Terra Solana, and then second was Stargaze, and then the third one, Kujira.
Right. And then now the question is, now what? And what I find to be the norm is that the community sits in the Discord and just waits for the project creators to move forward. But what I think is, you know, you're waiting for three or four people when you have like 1,000 people that have the assets where they could do a fraction of the work and maybe move the project forward in their own little way. And, you know, the community, maybe there's not everyone is equally capable, but if you have, let's say you sell 500 NFTs to 500 people, chances are you're going to have 10 or 20 or 30 people in your community that's maybe just like has better experience than the team in marketing, building a brand, finding value, looking for partnerships.
Yeah.
And that's the whole idea. Otherwise the team would just mint their whole collection themselves, right?
So
you bring in the community.
So check this out. Check this out. Can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
So one thing, so it's two things. Wrecked Gang, shout out to you guys. I freaking love you guys. These guys are so smart and they're all over the place and they're awesome. They lately did a voting governance council system where they had candidates. One of the candidates' position was for shit posting, right? Like they got to make memes and stuff like that. The other one, and so they have like several positions. So they could probably talk about it. And so what I loved about that idea is that, and I believe they're paid positions. It's a small pay, but it's a paid position. Someone who is already on Discord and he's like us, who enjoys the space, would love to take that opportunity. And so, Red Gang, thank you, because I've taken that and I've taken notes. Okay, where are we at? Where are our NFTs living? They're in Solana. Awesome. Do I have someone in the team working on the Solana's like chain? No, I don't. Awesome. Well, let's start making these councils per chain, and let's just start mixing it up and see what we can do. Back to Tori. It's Herobo. Shout out to you, brother, who are in the house. Herobo, actually has a hero with your face, Joe. That's funny. But he secured the airdrop with Tori. And I did the math, just brief math, on the day of the drop. It was roughly 35K that went to Kujira Pixel, or sorry, Hero Pixel holders. Damn, I'm really messed up.
Wow, that's pretty good. Because, you know, I approached them. I said, hey, look, I've got a Telegram full of people that buys NFTs. They're not all 100% active, but it would go a long way if you guys can throw me some tokens and I could distribute them evenly to the people that are active. And they were like, yeah, no. So I was like, damn, I need to get more active people in my Telegram. I got like maybe 40 like people that check the messages every day, which is more than a lot of Discords. But that says something. And you could also, those positions you're talking about, those community positions, you could rotate people through those to get everyone involved every month or 2 months. But hey, Gritz, I know you have your hand up, man. I'm sorry. You want to ask your question?
That's not really a question. I noticed some protocols actually trying to start up academies with NFT rewards. And you should probably do something similar. You're mentioning education while, you know, bringing value to token holders with airdrops. And I know Comdex was setting up an academy thing, but they're not now because this airdrop is way too hard for them. It's taking all their dev time. So.
Yeah, I mean, you sell these NFTs, and if you market it the right way, where you're not overhyping, but you're also creating excitement, you know, it's like a fine line, you will probably attract people that are really, really good at some of the stuff.
It's really hard to find like a use case, right? Like people mix up what a use case versus a utility is. Like, you know, like for example, the Knots staking thing when they had it. Like that's it. That's a utility. Like we want actual use cases that bring value into these projects.
Well, from the outside, with the use cases, and this is not this. This might be fleeting for some projects. The use case is really you identify the community first, right? That's like the use case, and but beyond that, it's up to everyone else, right? Because not everyone can have 10 PFPs. You got one. Right. And it's that's the prime use case of NFTs that I've seen so far is they identify their community members. They're like membership cards. People display them when their morale is high about the project. Right. I see traders PFPs. I see rec gang PFPs. Right. I see hero PFPs. Hey, you know, Gene, before I forget, you and I will, whether we ever meet in real life or not, we are always connected via Doquan.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, how the fudge did this guy just like, bro, just like change his PFP? Someone put your face on it, and now he. Sorry, man. I'm like got cough over here.
I want to know if he actually bought it or if someone or if he just right clicked.
Nah, he didn't buy. He didn't buy ours, man. We're like, yo, doe. Here's your PFP, bro. And he's like, oh, I'm cool. We sent it to Remy because Remy worked with him, and we're like, hey, send this to Doe. And yeah, he's just like, oh, that's cool. Like he doesn't need the actual NFT. Like that's his NFT, you know? So I don't know. That's, I thought it was super funny, bro.
I think it's funny. Someone told me on his spaces. I can't remember who told me. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't even follow him. So then I looked, I'm like, oh geez, like this is real. It's funny, like he might not even know that I'm a real person, right? Like he just took the, or he might just have like a sick sense of humor, and he's like, "Oh, this will be funny," you know. We don't know, but I think it's a little strange, but maybe that's my in to get him on one of my spaces. Like I said, maybe I could convince him. Like, hey, I definitely can't get Sam Bankman-Fried on my spaces. It's not going to happen. I don't even want to talk to that guy. To be honest with you, I think he's a dick. But. I think Doquan is very interesting. Like he's like the face of DeFi 2022, whether he likes it or not. Right. And I don't even want to talk to him about UST. I would like to ask him some other stuff that I haven't heard, but anyway, yeah, that's, so you and I are connected through Doquan. I think if it goes no further than this, I think it's pretty funny.
Maybe he's trying to get some like international lawyers on police.
I asked my cousin. I was like, "Hey, should I get one of our uncles as a lawyer?" I'm like, "Just to be an idiot, should I send him a cease and desist and see what happens?" Just to see. Just like, hey, man, I don't want you destroying my good name with your reputation, whether it's right or not. To see what would happen, it probably wouldn't end well for me. He's probably got a better lawyer than my uncle is.
I sent him a DM. We're still, I mean, because he follows us, so there's like that DM relationship. So I put it on the nest. I said, "Yo, come talk, bro. We're talking about you."
That's
so
funny.
We'll see if he sees it or not. But regardless, I think, I don't know, man. I think it's amazing. And the whole Joe thing, I thought about it and I'm like, okay, what am I going to say at the Joe space, right? Because I'm not a person to write things, you know, that I'm just freelancing this. And so, yeah, man, thank you for the space, I guess. I do got
to. Yeah, no problem. And I like the, I appreciate that you're kind of like a deep thinker and it's, you know, I think a lot of creators, we don't really know their actual thoughts process, you know? So actually what you talked about, I think it's like one of the first times I've heard anyone do it, at least on a space. So
bro, I'm full of it because I see some of the future, you know? So I saw ourselves creating, okay, like a marketplace, for example, but then I look at the sentiment of people and NFTs, and I'm like, okay, what are NFTs really for? You know, and I'm like, okay, Stargaze is giving small creators the opportunity to make a collection. The way Maria is doing it, it's literally like, Maria, you are a leader for a lot of other creators who have no idea how to, you know, sell their art, right? Like, you are literally like a great example of, you know, like of who you are and what you do with your collections on Web3. They're limited items. They're one of ones. They're unique. People know you in the community. You know the community. You are, you know, within the community. So I think, like, for example, yeah, your example is the best. But yeah, man, like, I always try to find meaning, you know, and although, you know, there's mistakes that are made along the road and people are going to throw rotten tomatoes at you, it's like, you also need to have kind of like a strong a personality to not take things personal, to listen, to take advice, and also internally rationalize the shit they're saying, because you know, they're saying it for a reason. And I don't know, I believe that I'm here to make, you know, to make a meaning. And why would I want to make people mad? You know, if anything, like, I want to make a difference. And so that's just my personal thing. But, yo, I gotta go be a normal average Joe and enjoy my, friend's wedding later today. His name is actually Joe. So Joe is getting married.
Depending on your time zone, it might be beer o'clock over there anyway. So, definitely. Well, we'll do this again. I definitely appreciate all the info and kind of opening up about the creator experience is interesting.
Yeah, and lastly, I just wanted to send a kiss to Sefi. You know, I appreciate you. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
We appreciate you too.
Bye.
Take it easy. Cool. I know. Maria, what time did you say you have to go? In like a half an hour.
In an hour, actually. It's a pity because I was about to ask him, like, what is coming for Hero now? Because I've seen, you know, the last tweets they share about what they're building and so on. But anyway, as this is, you know, keeping recorded, I'm saying to you now that you just leave the space that I really agree with everything he said. And it's really refreshing because it's what you said, yo, like, we're not used to hear these deep thoughts, you know, coming from creators. So it was really nice.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. Well, we'll definitely be done by the time you have to go, because I have to go, you know, before that, but Signal's been waiting here for a while. So we'll turn it over to him. Why don't you tell us what you've got going on? I appreciate you waiting.
Hey, no worries, man. Pretty cool listening to the Hero and all the stuff. We're not, our team, we're not kids like them. We're old men like you. But we're a team of like four. There's me. I've got a visual designer, like a graphic designer, audio designer, and then a developer slash a game designer. Signal, basically, our game is an alternate reality game, which is, you know, the idea with that is you try to make kind of every interaction with your project a game in some way. You try to use every medium that's available to you, whether you're, you know, using YouTube, using Twitter, using places in the real world, that kind of thing. So we're trying to use that built around a kind of NFT and CW20 project. We also have the Signal token on Juno. So the premise of it is that it's about investigating signals from outer space. The idea is that our group is like this organization involved in SETI, in a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. And they start receiving these signals from somewhere that are, you know, totally like scrambled and, you know, using like alien language, things like that. And then we put those out. It's up to the community to try and kind of solve those. And then we reward them using the Signal token. And there's two kind of like narrative thrusts to the project. There's like the A story and the B story. The A being that that exploration of the transmissions and the aliens. And then the B side of it is like the organization itself, learning a bit about the background of it. And so we have this whole kind of story arc that we've written out for both sides. So how we kind of execute it is we have puzzles on YouTube, on Twitter. You know, we have like documents hidden all over our website, that kind of thing. So there's all this kind of lore for people to explore. There's like very clear puzzles for people to explore as well, you know, where there's like guardrails and a very specific solution. And the idea is to try and kind of build a community around that experience, and also to put the gaming aspect of it at the front rather than sort of like behind NFTs that you have to buy. So we've been putting out a lot of stuff, you know, for free for the community to interact with. And we kind of prioritize that instead of the NFTs themselves, at least at this stage of the project. One thing I don't want to... I did a CryptoTank interview a couple days ago, and I think that was a really good interview for anyone who's interested in learning a little bit more about our project, just because I had the opportunity to kind of go through like screen sharing with him and show some of the puzzles kind of like before and after and talk through how people solved them. Actually, you and I did that before as well, Joe, when we did the interview. What was that back in June?
I'm gonna put both of them up in the nest so people can check it out, because I think you have to visualize it to really appreciate what the puzzles are. Yeah,
it's not always the easiest project to sort of conceptualize, but it is a lot of fun for us to produce, and I think our community's had a lot of fun with it as well. We have quite a few really active players who have said to us privately that it's like been a very meaningful experience for them, a very rich one. We're pretty happy with where it is and where we're taking it. But what we have coming up is this is our first sort of major collection. We have on this story we're telling, we have five major collections. So this one is 80 individual pieces. So they're one of one, and the conceit of it, or the motif, is that it's like the first major communication from these aliens where they're sort of like describing their home planet. And we based it off the golden record that humans sent out on Voyager 1 and Voyager 2. You know, these kind of snapshots of humanity, snapshots of, you know, different geographic regions on Earth, you know, people doing different things, and so on. So it's like that, but if we were to receive it from aliens. And for this collection, we tried to gamify it in a few different ways. For one, there's like sets within the collection. So for example, if you can imagine, maybe there's several associated with like a specific city, specific alien city or something. Maybe there's three of those. If you're able to collect those in your Stargaze wallet, then there'll be like a reward for that. So we have a few different kind of sets, and that's also kind of a way for us to accomplish, sort of organize things narratively in a better way, so that there's a little bit more sort of cohesion across this like big dump of media as it is. And then number two, we have puzzles within the individual NFTs. So each of them has some kind of puzzle associated with it. When those are solved, there'll be some kind of reward for whoever solves it, whether it's a someone in our Discord or whatever. And there'll also be some reward for the holder. The other one we have is this puzzle that we've built across the whole collection. Like I said, we're a CW20 token on Juno, and we have a Juno airdrop coming up that's about 4% of our supply. And the solution to that airdrop is hidden in this NFT collection. And so when anyone solves it, if anyone figures out what it is, as soon as they do, then the Juno airdrop goes live for everyone on Juno, or everyone that's eligible for our airdrop on Juno. The fourth is we have a browser-based game that we've built that we're putting out within a month or so, and that will have integration with the NFTs as well. I don't want to reveal too much about that, but this collection will be integrated with that browser-based game, and our hope with that game is that it'll be something that other projects find interesting and can use as well to sort of build out, to gamify their NFTs and build out lore and things. But we kind of have like a very specific launch plan for that and surprises associated with it, so I can't say too much more, but that game is incoming very soon. And then finally, like everyone else, you know, I think Hiro talked about this a bit. You know, it's about kind of building a larger brand, as much as it is about building utility and use case into individual NFTs. So anyone who holds these down the road, you know, are going to be included as much as possible in, you know, wherever else our kind of project goes from this point. You know, whether it's simplest things, you know, like whitelist eligibility for other things, as well as other things as the project expands. Like I said, like the whole point of this project is to try and kind of experiment with gaming in Cosmos using a CW20 token as one of the interfaces, using NFTs as another interface, and then third, using, you know, basically social media at this point. And we're hoping that we can sort of grow and be able to tell this and other stories moving onwards, and slowly kind of develop like a kind of creative studio within Cosmos. So that's pretty much us. And this collection's coming out in about a week or two. It'll be about between kind of 75 and 80 pieces. We're kind of deciding some whether we want to include them in this or as kind of extra rewards or in something else. But yeah, it'll be very limited, one of one. We're going to keep it fairly cheap, like 500 stars. The point of this is to kind of expand a little bit, get more people, more holders, and kind of gradually expand our community. We launched like in May, and we've done two collections so far, very limited, just like 10 piece collections that we did put a ton of work into. But we haven't been very eager about, or we haven't been in a rush to expand a lot. You know, we haven't been interested in putting out like a, you know, 5,000 piece profile picture collection or anything like that. We're more interested in kind of growing slowly. And so this one, it's 80 pieces. I guess it's small, but like for us, it's quite big. So that's pretty much it, I think. I don't know if you have any questions.
Yeah, actually I do. Of course I do. And just so everyone knows, I did pop two videos up in the nest. One of them is the recent one he mentioned with Tank. And the other one was from the summertime. It's like July or so when he and I did a video about his other collection related to the Stargaze audiovisual mint. I guess my question is, you know, I understand that you're trying to build your community slow and you have a very involved community. They're participating, giving you feedback and all that. But when you launch the browser game, is it going to be limiting to have such a small community, or it's not really going to matter just because of the nature of your project?
We just see it as one of the, when we launch, it'll be one of the tools at our disposal for telling our story. The game we're releasing has an in-universe explanation, so it fits within the logic of our story. And then also as like a gaming tool, there's kind of two reasons we're putting it out. One, we want to, how do you explain it? You know, there's a lot of, in some ways our game is like, it has some kind of like barriers or obstacles to entry, because it is quite complex. Not everyone has the inclination, or maybe they don't have the time or something, to like dig really, really deep into these puzzles and things like that. You know, it doesn't necessarily appeal to everyone. So we want to try and build mechanisms for interaction with the project that perhaps aren't as time intensive, or perhaps appeal to people with different kind of like gaming sensibilities. That's the first reason. The second reason is that we want to contribute something that we think will be valuable to the broader ecosystem and not just our project. So we are really hoping that once we launch this, I mean, you'll see when we do launch it, what we're going for, but hopefully it'll be something that that other projects can cooperate with us on and use to kind of tell stories about their own NFTs and kind of encourage sort of like soft interaction gaming with their NFTs on the side.
Got it. Where should someone begin? Should they just pop into your Discord, and is there a place to start following the story? I'm looking, you know, with most projects, the place you would start would be to either wait for the next mint or buy something off the secondary market. You have almost nothing on the secondary market. You have two NFTs total. One of them is 100K star. So where should people get started to, if they're interested in this?
Yeah. And like I said, that's one of the limitations for engagement with a product or like onboarding, I guess you could say. The first thing I would say is that there's like a fan, if you wanted to get into the broader like alternate reality game that's going on, there is like a community fandom that's you know, it's like a wiki that's maintained by people who are actively engaging with the project and solving puzzles. So that's a great way, like if you have time and you wanna dig into the actual lore of the game and figure out where they are on a few of the different challenges, that's a good way to get set up. I can also say that this collection that's coming up, I don't think you don't really need too much background to be able to engage with this. It's quite clear, and we launched it partially with the intention for it to be a place where people could have like a first, you know, first contact with the game.
Oh, cool. No, that's good to hear. Maria, do you have any questions for Signal?
No, actually, no. Opening the YouTube interview to go, you know, like deep dive into the project. I know that they've been building a lot. We're doing also Women from Cosmos giveaway soon with them as well. So, you know, this can also open the doors for more people to jump into their project.
Got it. Okay. No, this is cool. I didn't catch the interview or the appearance you did with Tank. I gotta watch that. I guess now that I'm back to work, I miss all the fun crypto stuff on YouTube. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch that, man. I'm gonna rewatch our video as well.
It's probably not good of me as an interviewee to be like, okay, go watch this other interview, right? It's not like a great answer for me to give right now.
It's okay. I mean, Tank did me a big favor, and he came on my channel the other night when we were both bored.
Yeah, right on. But yeah, like I said, I should say, like, you know, for example, this collection is coming up. Even if people aren't engaged with our project that much otherwise, you know, there's like a sets within it, you know, like different types of NFTs within this collection. If you collect a few, you know, there's certain rewards associated with that. I think that that's like a very, very straightforward kind of gaming element that anyone can engage in, even if they're not necessarily like too well versed on like the backstory of it and so on. So hopefully there's lots of opportunities for people to engage with this collection specifically.
Cool. Can I ask you something about the CW20 token?
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are one of the first projects to have a project token on Juno, I would imagine.
That's right. I think we were, we were one of the first on Juno Swap, for example, that wasn't like a rug or scam.
that's a good, that's something to hang in your hat, you know? Hey, we're not a rug. We're the first non-rug on Juno. But, I guess what I want to ask is, you know, you use the token for a specific purpose as it's related to your project. There's probably people buying and selling the token just for speculation. Does the price volatility screw up the intended purpose that you designed the token to achieve?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that you know we wanted so we give out a bunch of the token as rewards to the community, right? And so we saw that as a way of like rewarding the most active community members and slowly building the stake of people who have contributed something. If people want to buy in, yeah, go ahead, right? I think that, yeah, I mean, as far as volatility goes, that's to some degree, that's we're such a micro cap coin that that's a little bit out of our hands, right? Like we're like a 50,000 USD cap or something like that. So obviously, yeah, if people made big purchases, they could manipulate it if they wanted to. But we've kind of flown under the radar, I think. We've never tweeted anything. We have no marketing campaign or anything like that for the token. We've never like encouraged anyone to buy it at any point. Never sent out like a rocket emoji or anything like that.
Yeah, got it. I was just curious because I did talk to another. Oh, you cut out for a sec. I didn't mean to talk over you. I did talk to another project, and they were using a similar CW20 token to as a reward. Actually, they were using it for payment to participate in like this economy that they had going on. This is like real life economy, and I asked the same question, and they just said no, it's not going to affect because the way they distributed the token is they ultimately retained price control because they only distributed a small fraction and they're almost able to knock the price down if people are bidding it up through speculation. So,
we do have control over quite a bit of the supply, but I'm not sure why we would be inclined to engage in that if at this point, you know, it's not that distributed outside of our community necessarily. So if people were buying into it, it'd just be driving up the price for our community members, right?
I guess. So, yeah. No.
So
I guess the short answer is it's working just fine. And it seems
it's not to say that there isn't some level of risk in one way or another, but I don't think it's a big deal at all.
Got it. I'm just curious because I know all these different projects that have been around for a while on other blockchains, they have fungible tokens, and I just see the price is so volatile, and I'm like, damn, I wonder if this screws up their initial plan for what they wanted to actually do with this token, because not every token you want to just shoot through the roof. You want people maybe to buy it cheap that are in your project. So I was just curious. I appreciate you answering answering the question.
I mean, I can say like our price doesn't vary that much compared to Juno. It basically bounces between like 0.1 and 0.2 Juno or something like that, pretty regularly. So it's pretty tightly connected to that, maybe for better or for worse. But we've also like deliberately not expanded too far beyond that. We are going to list on Osmosis shortly, probably within a couple weeks. Cool. But we delayed to do that. We weren't necessarily interested in doing that early on.
Cool. Oh, well, let me, I didn't say this in the beginning, but I did pull random numbers for people that were in the space. So I pulled three. I pulled three winners and I posted them. It's a crypto CTB. You won. So you just DM me. Ashar, you won. I think you won last time too. I don't know how that happened. And traders, if you're still here. So you just gotta DM me and I'll hook you guys up. And Maria, I know you had something else. Why don't you share?
Yeah, I wanted to share it again before I have to leave right now to another space. Like, just to let people know, to keep an eye to Women from Cosmos account, to my account as well, because I tweeted recently that I'm going to share like news about our upcoming collection. It's going to be the first time that I am really opening the doors to everyone, to the Women from Cosmos universe. I want to give everyone the opportunity to have at least a little piece of the universe, building. So I'm really excited about it. You're going to see really cool blinks to projects that everyone loves. And yeah, just saying that keep an eye. Something really nice is being built. Actually, I'm working in two different collections, but yeah, it's going to be the beginning of, a bigger part of our story, I would say. Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
No, that's good. You'll have to come back right before that and give some specific details. I know people would appreciate it. Actually, I know people like that. I actually have a co-host on these spaces, so I don't have to just hear my voice the entire time as well.
Yeah, but this time you didn't send me the invites. And I was like, yes, I'm co-hosting, but I cannot do anything, actually. So it's like, yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm happy to come here every time that you need. I'm really having so much fun here and hearing from other projects. And yeah, I'm for sure coming back to share some sneak peeks because, you know, as I said before, like our holders already seen some and they absolutely love it. And I'm sure everyone would love it too.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you helping me out and everybody else who listened, especially our guests. Gritch, thanks for coming up. I know Gene had to run, but his story was really interesting. Signal, I'm going to catch up on your project as well later on tonight. And that's it. Everybody have a great weekend and catch you next week.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Cosmos Joe hosting the NFT Happy Hour, recorded on Friday, December 2nd, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Now with Spark IBC enabled.
Put your hands up like you got a couple questions. Ain't no misdirection, just a bunch of flexing. All aggressive, insane from all directions. Smoke blows in when I start a session. Blank canvas, blaze up the handlers. Rocking back and forth like I got the van stuck. Don't grind the clutch, mind ya hush. Put your mask on and don't touch the antlers. Feeling untouchable when I'm on the verse. But in the universe, I'm just writing some words. Enticing these nerds while I'm laying out my memoirs. Like, remember when I had to fight the centaur? I'm a book nerd, let me take you on the journey. Lost in the labyrinth, searching out the lost fern. For certain, got the taxes included. Acting like a writer, never felt secluded. Shit and line them up. Just another fixed game of try my luck. Go lighten up, dog. It could always be worse. Unless you're in the back of a hearse, then you're dead or putting in new speakers. It's a toss up, driver or just tweakers. Don't stress, yo. I've done the research. Living life like a bunch of fucking lemurs. It's a remake off the cutting floor. We take a little bit of poison and put it in the cheesecake. Tastes great, less filling, less stress, more killing. As he blew the cornerstone out the building and the blocks came tumbling down all humble. Feels like we're drowning in a little puddle. Rebuttal? I should be taking off in the shuttle. Getting high in space with the Hubble.